It's time now for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Uncensored podcast, and this is for Tuesday, the 5th of May. And as I promised on the air, and as I promised on Facebook, this is going to be rude because I have a few things to say that while I said them on the air, excuse me, I almost belched. Probably I shouldn't have censored that, but there is a certain amount of decorum that I'd like to observe here. As I said on the air and as I said on Facebook, there are a few things that I need to say that I was not able to say on the air. And I will say this, and I don't know how else to put it, but the stupid cunts that are out hogging ammo, these simple-minded motherfuckers who apparently are having a far more impact, a far greater impact than one would think, are causing a couple of things to happen. And I'm not a believer in this idea that other people make other people do things. You know, nobody makes you or I do anything. We have to do it through our own free will. But nonetheless, knowing the psychology and trying to be as expeditious and clear as we can in terms of our analysis of this whole thing, when you're a stupid asshole that's living in a holler someplace or otherwise doesn't get out much and doesn't read much news and pretty much is like one of those people we were talking about on the air tonight, when you hear that somebody is a Democrat and you think automatically they're a fucking numbnut when it comes to gun control and they're going to steal guns, take guns, rob guns, beat the fucking gun out of your hands, then you got to run off and get all the ammo that you possibly can, run off and get all the guns you can because you're just convinced this guy is going to take your guns away. When you do that, two things. As I said on the show, you're acting like a fucking laboratory rat, like a stupid little animal in a maze that a scientist is doing things to and making it hop to and fro. Nothing more. This is not a free thinker. This is not a free thinker. This is not an individualist. This is a fucking laboratory rat. You understand the difference? An individual is somebody who takes a look at what the information provided tells him or her, and acts accordingly with a level of intelligence and caution and calm in going about the resultant actions. A laboratory rat, which is what, frankly, folks, like, I don't want to put a number on it, but there's a hell of a lot of Americans that are that. Just little fucking rats in the laboratory. Once you push this button, they go this way. Once you put that button, they go this way. And they all think they're so goddamn fucking free-minded. Bullshit. A laboratory rat hears, oh, Obama, he's a liberal. That means gun control. I must go now get ammo. Me go get ammo. This is so stupid. I'm telling you right now, you know, we've often said, you know, if you want to know Obama, you got to, first of all, listen to what he's saying. And if you don't believe what he's saying, take a look at who he emulates, Abraham Lincoln. Now, Lincoln was a guy that surprised and shocked a lot of fucking people with the decisions that he would make. He was always one or two steps ahead of the rest of the pack and generally pissing off not just people that opposed him, but people that supported him. He went his own way. He analyzed the situation. He oftentimes had the answer before any of the people around him had the answer. Obama is an admirer of this. And I believe, and of course it's up to you and I to decide whether he's successful at it, I believe that that's the kind of president he wants to be. He doesn't want to be anybody's fucking predictable, on-a-leash attack dog. He is the president of the United States. He recognizes this. And he's going to make the decisions that he thinks are right, regardless of the overriding ideology of the goddamn party he's in. We should only hope and pray that every president that we elect does the same thing. We'll make a decision based upon what's good for the country, not necessarily what's based upon the overriding political ideology of his party. Look, that's not being a president. That's being just someone's fucking bitch. And there comes a point, folks, where you can't argue your way back and forth about this. There's a lot of these dumbasses. I'm looking at them on TV every day. And I bring up the media coverage because I think, first of all, I think it's fun to just kind of bag on these dumb shits. And by the way, I forgot to mention tonight, Campbell Brown, you better hurry up and get off that maternity leave because Roland Blockhead Martin, he is gradually taking over your show. He's introducing all kinds of theatrical shtick. He thinks it's his fucking show. He thinks you're done, which you probably are, with all due respect, because your show, I don't know, you know, wasn't too good. His sucks a field full of mice, but your show,
woo!
Anyway, I'm looking at all these stupid cunts. Now, Obama says the following. I am rolling back the proposed repeal of assault weapons, which he did say 2 weeks ago, which I'm sorry we didn't get it right last week when we were talking about this shit. Doesn't make any fucking difference. That's what he said, okay? Oh, so he's right. He must be getting pressure. See, he has to satisfy the, okay, what, the conservatives? Yeah, yeah. Well, is he satisfying the conservatives by getting rid of the loopholes in the corporate tax? Well, see, he's got to satisfy also the base. Wait a minute. At what point are you willing to just admit this man is making decisions based upon what he thinks is best? What's this fucking bullshit he's got to satisfy anybody? He's being a politician. Is that good or bad? I mean, what the fuck? Would you rather that he be a full-on liberal Democrat? Would that make you feel fucking better? Well, at least I know who he is. At least you know who he is while the country goes down the fucking rat hole. People talk about the future of this country like it's some toy. It's like a soccer ball we're kicking around, just having fun with it. Well, I'd much rather he be a dyed-in-the-wool ideologue. At least he wouldn't be a hypocrite and he wouldn't be a flip-flopper. And he'd be fucking the country up? Is that what you want? Because apparently you disagree with that philosophy. So do you want him to fuck the country up or don't you?
Well, he's already fucking the country up.
Listen, I don't have any time for chicken shit motherfuckers who lie to themselves and everybody else around them. Obama is my least worry. My biggest worry are the chicken shit cunts out there who talk about the future of this country like it's a fucking hockey puck, something they want to play with when they don't have their fucking dicks out. So they're saying the following. Well, Obama's a flip-flopper. Okay, a flip-flopper. That means he's making good decisions or bad decisions?
He's making a lot of bad decisions.
Making any good decisions?
No, he's making a few.
Well, okay, so what's your fucking point?
I mean, he's not doing what I want him to do.
He's not doing what you want him to do? You know something, man? I don't think you know what he wants you, what you want. I don't think you know what you want. I don't think he knows what you want. I don't think he should give a shit what you want because you're just another one of these guys that's got his dick out playing with it. And every now and again, you know, saying, well, what the hell? I may be beating my meat, but at least to me, it looks like America's future. At least it was America's future until I took that fastball off my nuts last week in softball or whatever the fuck it is that you're, you know, forget it.
No, keep going.
Really? Anyway, get out of here, will you, bud, and take your FEMA coloring book with you, all right?
I haven't finished the Twin Towers yet.
So in conclusion, and in conclusion... It is a sad day. It is a sad day when we recognize the voters and the active participants in the political discussion in this country are not independent thinkers. They are simply robots bouncing from one pinball cushion to another as they seek to validate their silly fucked over point of view because they're a progressive or a conservative. And if you even point it out to them in the most logical way and in the most diplomatic language how wrong they are, they would dig their heels in because being wrong is almost like having your nuts sheared off with a fucking pruning utensil. So why would anybody want to do that, right? Just remember that, folks. When you talk to a liberal or you talk to a conservative, when you talk to a progressive or you talk to a neocon, when you talk to a Democrat, you talk to a Republican, those are people that would rather have their nuts sheared off with a pruning device than admit either that they're wrong or that there is perhaps a better way to go than the way that they've been thinking and going. That's, man, I'll go to my fucking grave believing that. It's far better to be as open-minded as you can and to make those adjustments. And if you say to me, well, then people can't rely on you. Yes, they can. They can rely on you to be smart. They can rely on you to do what's right. They can rely on you to do the best thing as opposed to the what's called for in the fucking playbook of the national cunt manifesto, which both Democrats and Republicans draw from liberally, if you'll pardon the use of the term liberal. I'm Phil Henry. That's our podcast for this evening, May 5th. Actually, today, this morning, whenever you're listening. What do you want me to do?
I want you to autograph this.
Get out of here. I'm not autographing anything. May 5th, 2009.